Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, I'm joining you live tonight, Friday night, around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel. And we're also simulcasting tonight live around the world on Worldwide Internet. Got it up and running. Dave got her fixed today. Had some bad storms down there yesterday. But everything it's fine tonight, praise Yahweh, and we're glad that you're aboard with us. We got a great program. We're going to get into part five, believe it or not, on the seal of a very important matter. We're going to hear the conclusion of it tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So you just turn those short waves up or turn that internet connection up. Call a friend and a neighbor and tell them Pastor Buddy on there. Hallelujah. Praise His great name. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and He's certainly the Prince of Peace. Now, not peace to the wicked. There is no peace to the wicked. But peace to the righteousness of those, the remnant. Those that remain. Those that can't be shaken. There's not an earthquake for the people of Yahweh. They're in the palm of His hand. They're safe from all alarm. Hallelujah. Well, praise Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, part five of a very interesting message tonight we've got for you. On the seventh day, God ended His work which He had made. Now, the point is, when does the seventh day come? Well, it depends on your point of origin, when it starts. That's the key tonight. We're going to give you the detailed scriptures of the eighth day. We're going to tell you about it, and we're going to prove it that Yahweh was talking about the eighth day. Now, if you demonstrate the days in creation, and a lot of people just mull over it down there and just speed on by it, they never stop to get a scriptural definition or understanding on the day and what it takes to make up a spiritual day. Now, get in the Hebrew mindset and let us look at the definition. The day is called Yom in Hebrew and simply means a space of time. Now, we have examples in Scripture where we have a space of time of a year. And we have a space of time of a month. And we have a space of time of a week. We have a space of time of a day. And it's all called Yom. Day Yom. And so then, we know through the mechanical purposes of starting, there's 365 and a quarter days of a year. There is 30 to 31, if you go by the Gregorian calendar, which we're going to demonstrate is wrong. And the Bible used a 30-day month exclusively and added a 13th month every 3 years. We have a week. It comprises of 6 days to work and 1 day to rest. Now, when we get this, it depends on how day or yom is used or understood as to what Yahweh was talking about. The count for the seventh day rest began after heaven and earth was created. And I want to prove that. And see, that's what's wrong with people. They never really ponder these things or think deep into these things. And so therefore, they can get off on the wrong foot by believing the lie of the serpent. And let me tell you what the lie is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. These people would have you believe that keep Saturday. They've got you convinced through the Gregorian calendar that hangs on your wall that you go by and that the earth goes by, man goes by particularly. I don't know of a nation that hasn't adopted the Hebrew or the Gregorian calendar and throwed out the Hebrew timekeeping purposes, which we have proven to you, was that there was a month involved in this. A month. And it was announced in the application of the trumpet. When there was a new moon, they blowed the new moon trumpet to alert. It was a day to cease from labor, with the exception of doing charity work. And we're going to prove to you where they reared up the tabernacle and done certain things on the new moon. But they were not to work for servile wages. They weren't to go out there and get rich, like man's doing today, trying to run after the almighty dollar. And there's only one. I want to emphasize this right up front. There is only one commandment in the Bible that differentiates itself from all the others. Now, there's 10 commandments, and most of you know what it is and what they say. The only one out of the 10 that he said to remember, not that you don't perform the other 9 commandments, you do. But these are based upon your spiritual character. In other words, if you love Yahweh, that's the first one. It's expected that you love Him all the time. You just don't put Him on like a raincoat and wear Him around when it's raining or you're in trouble, and then pull it off when things are sunny and you forget Him. You love Him all of the time in your spiritual character, and you don't have no idols before you. These are all characteristic of what it takes to please Yahweh. But number 4 was the only one that He said for you to remember. Remember. Now, He didn't say remember to love Me. He knew that that was ingrained in your heart. But there was a space of time that He wanted you to remember Him. And He wanted you to remember that time period. It's very important. Now, if you look at the seventh day rest, it began after heaven and earth was created. Let me read here. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And now here's creating. He's working. But it's not the first day. Now remember that. It's not the first count day to start your count to remember the seventh day. And the earth was without form and void. It was no form to it. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Here we got, number 1, the beginning of heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Now, look at this. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. Now we're starting a day. And the darkness He called night. And listen to this now. If you want to know when the day begins, I mean, I've debated a little bit with the solar people, and I've got a few friends that believe that the day starts in the morning. You know, the Gregorian people have got you convinced that the day starts at 12 o'clock midnight. And the scriptures indicate, verse after verse, scripture after scripture, example after example, that the evening began the first day. Now listen to this. And God called the light day, and darkness He called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. The evening and the morning were the first day. Now, if the evening starts it, there is a division of time. The Messiah reminded us there's 12 hours in a day. Well, there had to be 12 hours equal in a night. These are quartered, and, well, on your clock, You've got 12 hours. That's why you've got 12. That's why there were 12 tribes and 12 constellations. It's real easy to figure, ladies and gentlemen, if you go by the nature calendar. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament above the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament of heaven. And the morning and the evening was, or the evening and the morning, not the morning and the evening. And the evening, again, here it is, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Starts on the evening. When are you supposed to kill the lamb on the 14th day? We know when he died. He died at 3 o'clock at the ninth hour. And so, to traditionally follow the example of our Messiah, we start the count of the 14th day in the evening. That would be at the end of the 13th day, and that was the preparation day. That's when they were getting ready to slaughter the lambs. The 14th day is always a work day, and it began the evening before the lamb was slain at the ninth hour of the second phase of the 12-hour example. Now, we know that he was taken down from the torture stake after he was killed at the ninth hour, 3 o'clock. And he hanged there. They impaled him at 9 o'clock. They had his trial, and they impaled him at 12. And so we got 3 hours. A series of three. That's very instrumental in helping you divide time. Now, before, there's two evenings now. Here's where the solar people go wrong. They say that at 12 o'clock that the day would begin to fall away at 12 o'clock. Anytime after 12 o'clock, it would be in the evening. That's true. But it's the first evening. Darkness don't come, or the day, or the yom don't begin until the second evening. Between the two evenings. He was taken down and put into the tomb between the two evenings.
So that just don't make a lot of sense to me, Pastor Manny.
It won't if you don't study. It won't if you don't pray. This is not for you stragglers. You men pleasers, you spineless men. I'm telling you, it is pathetic how we have, you know, we're weak-wristed and feminine. Not that I got anything against the feminine side of a woman, but it shows you the example that men will become feminine. They want to go to the logical side of the revelation to try to get you a spiritual revelation through the logical explanations of the same right way. Moses was commanded to rear up the tabernacle on the new moon days. That's Exodus 40:1. Now listen to me. The day, if you start your count, the earth was created, which began the first work day that he worked on his creation. Now listen to this. And the count for the seventh day rest begin after heaven and earth was created. Now have you got it? Can you see that there in verse 1 and 2? Before the evening and morning that begin the first day, there was already work of God himself creating or raising up the tabernacle in darkness. The moon is a dark day. No work. Moses reared up the tabernacle and had his brethren out there putting it up. And that symbolizes that Yahweh is fixing to establish a work order or a day or a year or a month or a day. A year, a month, a week, or a day. Within that period. The count for the seventh day rest began after heaven and earth was created, which began on the first day of the week after the earth was created. He worked on his creation just like Moses worked on the tabernacle on the new moon of Exodus chapter 14, verse 1. And then, notice this, and then there followed six working days, which ended with a holy convocation, and that's where you get the eighth-day count. New moon, 6 days, and the Sabbath falling on the eighth day. One, new moon, eight, first Sabbath. Second Sabbath is the 15th. Third Sabbath would be the 22nd, and the fourth and final Sabbath would be at the end of the month. We started out in the first week, the first day of the month, and we established that, and we established a time period between the first day, a time, a space, which was a day, new moon.
Well, we don't keep that no more, Pastor, but the glory to God shouldn't die.
I know you don't. That's why that Yahweh put me on the radio to remind you that you should. If you say that you love Yahweh, see, we got to have examples here. Moses raised it up on the new moon, Exodus 41, which was followed by six working days, which ended with a holy convocation on the seventh day of the week, which was on the eighth day of the month. Same, there you go. Same as in creation. Do you see the pattern? See, do it according to the pattern. Yahweh created, here it is, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning. Now, in the beginning of the month, Moses created a tabernacle. And then they worked 6 days to prepare so that they could rest in the seventh day, which was actually the eighth day. I don't know why that people have trouble with this, but they do. Because they lean to the Gregorian understanding. Well, now, back there, Pastor Buddy, I've had them to literally tell me this. Well, back there it was on, he started his work, glory to God, on Sunday, first day of the week now. And he worked for 7 days or 6 days, and then he rested on Saturday. And I've had him to literally tell me that. And I said, show me one scripture. Show me one. That the Bible ever acknowledged Saturday or Sunday within the confines of a week. Or for a year, for that matter. Or a month, for that matter. Or a day, for that matter. Show me one scripture. Well, it had to be on Saturday. You know that Saturday is the seventh day. Because that's what our calendar says. And it come right out of the Bible. Glory to God, Pastor Buddy. Don't you know that? Ain't somebody stop by and drop this in your lap? Am I the first one to inform you that the Gregorian calendar is God's Word? And God's timepiece? Oh, you miserable and wretched and deceived, blind, following the blind as they have deliberately changed times and laws and give you a misunderstanding on a space of time when heaven and earth was created, separated from the six working days, and then there were eight spaces of time. Or yoms, or eight sequences of events in creation. There you are, ladies and gentlemen. And see, do it according to the pattern. Moses is following the example of the Creator when he himself creates the beginning of their time worship with a new moon, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, And then on the seventh day from the first day, which was the six working days, the seventh day would be the time that he rested. But if you counted the first day of the month, a new moon, now you got your system of eight sequences demonstrated by the pattern of Exodus chapter 4 and verse 1. What's so hard to understand about that? Well, I'll tell you what. I can't tell a thing about it. I've had people come in my, now you can't tell me that you that. Now that's confusion. I said, what's confusing about it? Well, how do you expect me to go out there and tell what time it is? If you ain't got a calendar, I want you to tell me. I said, the Bible's a calendar. Study to show yourself approved workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You think we've always had a Gregorian calendar and that Pope Gregory, I can just see old Pope Gregory right now. He's got his pencil and his paper and he's divisible. He's doing his counting. He's got a year, a month, a week, and a day. And he's watching the Creator, and the Creator starts day one. That's the first work day, which it's not, but that's what he says, the Gregorian. And then day two, day three, day four, day five, day six, day seven. And from that very first week, forget the month. There ain't no such thing in a Gregorian calendar as a month. I wonder why they put them in there. I wonder why they divide it by 12. And then they have a rotation cycle. If they don't have a day to adjust their calendar, it gets out of season, just like anybody else's calendar, because the 365 and a quarter are not divisible by 12. And so I'm just seeing old Pope Gregory over there. It took him till what? The 13th century. It took him that long to figure out what Yahweh meant for him to do. He had to change it. He had to alter it. Matter of fact, the old Caesar. I mean, he threw out the new moon because he said, that bothers me. Why do we have to keep it after the new moon? Well, the Bible said keep it after the signs and the seasons in the heavens. And he created this light for signs. And this is the seal of the sign. If you can keep, if you can rear up your tabernacle, and you got to rear it up on the new moon. Exodus 14:1. Well, I don't keep those. Well, I've said all along that this is the seal of separation. There is a mark of the beast. The beast is an illegal count or a falsified account. It has no place for Exodus chapter 40, verse 1 of the pattern. See, do it according to the pattern. Yahweh laid down the pattern and Moses clearly understood it. And so he reared up the tabernacle. And yet, let's go over here to Numbers 29:1, and we see that it says, no servile work is to be done on the new moon. And then we hear them crying over here in Amos 8:5 saying, when will the new moon be gone that we can buy and sell, or we can get back to commerce? They evidently had to wait. Well, let's go to Exodus again, 16. We demonstrate right there again a eight cycle day count, eight systematic spaces and sequences of event in that creation. It's a demonstration time after time, and Yahweh has done such a marvelous. He did this in the dark, ladies and gentlemen. I hate to tell you this, but he slipped a day in the dark. That these people that over here trying to call light can't see. He said, because you say you see, you can't. See, you can't see nothing in the dark. But he created the heavens and the earth in the dark. Yep, he was already working before the first day. That's the new moon. That's the pattern. Demonstrated again by Moses in Exodus chapter 14, verse 1. The Almighty teaches that there are three categories of days. And in Ezekiel chapter 46 and 1 and 2, where I got, this to me, this sealed the verdict for me. Man, when I read the 46th chapter of the book of Exodus, or the book of Ezekiel, comparing to the 40th chapter of the book of Exodus, I looked at those things and I said, you know, it's strange right here. It is strange. What they done in this language of 46 and 1, it says on the Sabbath and the new moon, the gates must be opened. Now, which one I'll ask you, if they were keeping the new moon and they reared up the tabernacle, and then they begin 6 days of work, and we can prove that they came on the eighth day to the tent of the tabernacle that they had raised up on the first day. That's a new moon, worked 6 days, and on the eighth day they brought a holy convocation to the door. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is so wonderful. Praise Yahweh. It is so wonderful. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, back to the story here. Moses was commanded to rear up the tabernacle as a pattern. He did it on the new moon. No doubt about it. But you know, today nobody would do it because they don't reckon the time with a new moon. Now, I'm going to hammer this like John Henry, steel-driving man. I'm going to drive this steel stake through the heart of the deception of the Catholic whore church that has changed Yahweh's times and laws and had all you Protestant harlots to believe her. And you hated her. You came out and you quit keeping Sunday the first day of the week. You jumped back in the frying pan, went to Saturday, which you said, they said, the Catholic said, Pope Gregory was standing right back there with Yahweh. He knew what day that Yahweh did it, but it took him 1,300 years to figure it out. Well, Moses had it figured a long time before Pope Gregory got to figuring with his pencil. Figures don't lie, but liars do figure. Remember that. Figures do not lie. The greatest mathematician in the whole creation of the universe knew exactly what he was doing. He created the earth and the heavens in pure darkness. That symbolizes the new moon in dark and the dark. Now, then, when he brought in light to separate from the darkness, he had to bring that light in there. And at the end of that day, he called it the first day. After he'd already created. Now, there's a time span between the first creation, the heaven and earth, because darkness was there. And he had to create light. On the first day, he created light. The first work day, that is. Now, can you see the significance? Yahweh knew that you was going to need some light to go by, so he hung the beacon, the first crescent. Whew, hallelujah. He hung the first crescent in the globe, in the setting. It's marvelous. It is marvelous how that Yahweh has hung his timepiece in the heavens, and nobody, and Mr. Nobody, including Satan, can do anything about it. Now, if you'd say, well, we don't look up our name, oh heavens, that's a work of man's hands, or that's a work of the devil. You better back off on that statement. That is not the work of the devil. The devil has not created nothing. He's perverted that which is created because he's a creation. He has a beginning, and he's going to have an end. And let me tell you, for you that follow Satan and the corrupt times, Isaiah 66, 22, 23, and 24 is waiting on you. Take heed. lest any of you, having an unbelieving heart, fail to enter in to my rest. The Sabbath is not the first day of the week, Sunday. Many believe that Sunday is the Sabbath. In the Protestant movement that rebelled against the Catholic Church. And then out of that, the Sunday worshipers, came a collective ideal that they'd been hoodooed. They said, wait a minute here. Why, the seventh day's on Saturday? That Pope has lied to us. Did you know that he also lied to you about throwing out the new moon? They took that out of the equation. They didn't take it out in Isaiah 66:22-23. It's still there. And if you don't keep the new moon, you cannot begin your count in the proper time frame of beginning the count simply because you don't have no understanding. You're still in the dark. In Exodus 20:10, the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh. Now, in Mark 16:1-2, and when the Sabbath was passed, very early in the morning on Sunday, they came to the sepulchre and found it empty. Anyone said? Well, and when Saturday was passed, very early in the morning on Sunday, they came and found the sepulchre easy. It was empty. Ain't what it said here. It says when the Sabbath was passed, the Gregorian calendar would say that's on Saturday, the seventh day. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they would have said, that's Sunday. And that's how the deception, that's how old Gregory got you. But he also got you Seventh-day Adventists because you believe that he had the power, you acknowledge it, that he changed it from Saturday to Sunday, and neither one of you can read that. You believe it, but you can't read it. And the only reason that you believe that Saturday is the Sabbath is because that lying Pope that you hate told you it was. You believe his calendar, and then you want to throw the rest out. Honey, you better throw it all out and then start with Yahweh's calendar. It's in the heavens. It's going to be in the new millennial kingdom of Isaiah 66, the same calendar that Moses used, the same one that Yahweh used. In the beginning, he created in the dark. He's working. But he was allowed to do that because it was charity. He just threw that in for good measure. He didn't really count it the first day until he brought light in on the evening of the time that he ceased his work, which would have been on the next evening of the new moon, and then the count would start. It took 12 hours to move the darkness out to receive the first light that he had created 12 hours later on that morning. And then it hung around for 12 hours, and then it gave way again, and it's a continuous cycle, not 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, not, let's say, how are we going to count this? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Saturday's the Sabbath. 1, 2, Pope Gregory was standing right there. You believe that, you Seventh-day Adventists that hate the Pope. You bite into their garbage, and you suck it up like a pig, a sick, weakly pig. Man, I'm really getting mad at you Seventh-day people tonight, but you need to meet me on this subject if you've got any guts. Where are you men that keep Saturday? You're laying low. You're hunkering down. You're afraid. I mean, there's so many things that you can't answer here. Listen to this. John 15 and verse 10. The Messiah said, I have kept my Father's commandments. I have kept my Father's commandments. And you can do the same thing. If you want to keep the Sabbath, as his custom was, of Luke 4:16, as his custom was, he entered in to the synagogue on the Sabbath. And we know it was on the eighth day. You poor, miserable people that don't know that.
Well, there ain't no such thing as an eighth day. It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I wonder where they get that eighth day at.
Well, glory to God, it ain't in the Bible. Well, why don't you just come on with me live? And we'll show you where it's at. We'll show you how this count got started. And we will tell you how that day or that yom, that series of times of cycles, it was the eighth day that they came before the tabernacle. And here it is. Hallelujah. I'm feeling the mighty power of Yahweh. If you want to go to heaven, remember the seventh day, the Sabbath. And it's not on Saturday. Guaranteed. You're keeping Saturday and you've done it faithfully. Join the club. I was there for many, many years thinking that I was doing God a service when I believed the Catholic core calendar, the Gregorian, that said Saturday was the seventh day. And then I got to thinking the absurdity of believing it. If the Catholic, the Pope, has got enough power to persuade you that he'd give you a calendar of truth when you doubt everything else he said but the calendar, and the calendar's got so many holes in it, don't even line up with the scriptures, throughout the new moon of the count monthly process of 12. They will acknowledge it was 12 months. And they themselves have to stagger 30, 31, and then the leap year, that third year that I told you about, it's only got 28 days in it. And so then they make up those days that the lunar calendar is 11 and a quarter days short. And it's made up every 3 year with the addition of a 13th month. And we've got the scriptures to prove it. Go into the book of Ezekiel. I have a calendar and I use one of those mathematical examples of Ezekiel in the Bible, and here he is again in 46 and 1, it is without a doubt correct to assume that the new moon comes before the Sabbath. But they got it in, or the translators, they want to change it a little bit to get you out of sync and say, well, and the gates are going to be open on the Sabbath and the new moon. Well, you know that the new moon would come before the Sabbath. The month would begin in the Yom count of the space of time of 30 days. It would have to be the number one day. And they've got the Sabbath starting before the new moon. They got the cart before the horse. Just like you idiots that believe that the day starts in the morning. That's idiotic when the Bible says it starts in the evening. I mean, you say, Pastor Buddy, you're just too plain. Plain talk's easy understood. Was the calendar changed? Here, now listen, even the Seventh-day Adventist people, to defend themselves by using the calendar of the Catholics, yes, listen to this now, in order to keep up with the solar cycle, oh dear one, you mean they got a mathematical system? Well, Yahweh's got his own, but they didn't use Yahweh's. They cast it out into the ground. And then they practiced and prospered with their Gregorian calendar. The horror of Revelation 17. And all that believe it, including the Protestants that hold to their calendar, which is incorrect. Well, they changed it once. That's a lie. But they will acknowledge it one time. Now, wait a minute. If old Gregory was back there with his pencil and paper and he said, okay, here today, it's on Sunday, he starts to work. And then he rests on Saturday. Glory to God. But I'm going to wait 1,300 years, and I'm going to change the Sabbath on Saturday. I'm going to change it to Sunday. And all the Christians, they'll believe me. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to how stupid this is. The calendar was changed once in October of 1582. Now, remember now, it wasn't changed until 1582. But it did not alter the weekly cycle. Oh, my. 10 days were omitted from the calendar following October the 4th. They just chunked out 10 days, but that didn't change nothing. What would have been Friday, October the 5th, became Friday, October the 15th. 10 days, and the diagram below will help you to visualize the change, and you will see that it did not change the order of the days of the week. Oh, my heavens. I mean, you know, if it was polite or impolite to laugh, I wouldn't laugh. But it's not impolite to laugh. It's stupidity. Show my people their sins. They're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Elijah laughed and mocked. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be facetious enough to wake some of you gourd heads up that are keeping Saturday.
Well, the Sabbath done started here tonight, Pastor Buddy, and I can't do nothing on the Sabbath, and I can't burn no electricity, so I can't listen to you on this message.
Well, it ain't the Sabbath according to the Bible, number one. And number two, you better rear up your tabernacle and determine that it was on the eighth day. I don't know how you can get that in there, because it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And they took off 10 days, but they didn't change the rotation cycle. They just chopped 10 days off in there. But they caught it up on the other end, because when they chopped it off, they came back up there and put them 10 days back on the regular cycle from Friday to Friday. Friday, October the 5th to Friday, October the 15th. Now, don't worry about them other days. Don't get hung up on that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You see, don't count up. It just don't add up. And this ain't the first time. This is the one that they are acknowledging here. The Seventh-day Adventists, yeah, they acknowledge it. See, they know that if they don't acknowledge it, that they're going to get caught with their pants down. Because when you study the history of the Catholic calendar, you're going to see not only this time, but many times in the past, time was not kept correctly by the Catholic Church. It suited their whim. They would throw in an All Saints Day, or they would add this and take this one from it and change it around. And most of them based on paganism. Learn not the ways of the heathen. And that's exactly what the Seventh-day Adventists have done. They've learned the ways of the heathen church that they hate. But they defend her calendar. But they have no defense when they come up against the Bible, because the Bible said the Word, sharper and quicker than a two-edged sword, cutting even asunder the dividing of the joint of the marrow of the bone, and is a thought and a discerner of the intent of the heart. Full well they break Yahweh's commandments. He reared up the earth and the heaven on the new moon. And then, on the first day, when it ended, he called that the first day. From evening to evening, not morning, not midnight. And a Gregorian calendar goes from midnight. Where in the hell do you think they got that out of? What scripture?
Well, I'll tell you, Pastor Buddy, it's a complicated matter, and it causes my brain to hurt a little bit when you teach on this, and I can't take it. I just have to turn you off.
Well, go ahead and turn me off, because one of these days, somebody's going to turn you on. And it's going to be about a 440 jolt, a fire, that you won't light down here on Saturday, but you'll be lit up like a Christmas tree when the time comes, because you're going to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh and don't remember His times and seasons. This is debatable. What's debatable? The Word? You people are full of debate. You want to debate the Word? To defend your tradition, it'd be all right if you wanted to get in the Word and learn. But what you want to do is bring your tradition like this foolish Seventh-day Adventist site here I'm looking at.
Well, was the calendar changed?
Yes. In order to rectify the solars. I wonder what in the hell they done before 1582. By that time, the seasons would have been so far out, but they waited till October 15th of 1582 before they realized that the seasons was running out of schedule. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absurd. If you believe this, I've got oceanfront property for you in Phoenix, Arizona. And there might be some out there for long. The way things is looking here in the United States, this nation's falling apart. Earthquakes, slides, mudslides, rain, snow in places. Ain't seen no snow. It was warmer in Anchorage, Alaska, and then it was in Tampa, Florida, a couple of weeks ago. I got a friend that lives in Ontario, a province of Canada, and he said, you know, they're disappointed. They usually get about 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 inches of snow. And he said this season, it's completely strange how the weather has changed. I said, well, go to Florida. I mean, it's snowing in Miami. I mean, they got icicles hanging on the orange groves and it's down far south as Miami. You'll see changes. You can observe them. But you can't look up and see the signs of the heaven, you hypocrite. You can't read the calendar in the heavens that Yahweh put there and proved it by His Word. It's the eighth day, depending on where you start your count. And I can prove that it was the eighth day that they had a solemn assembly. And they brought their sacrifices in 40 and 1. They brought it on the eighth day. I preached on the eighth day so many times I'm ashamed to preach on it anymore. But it looks like you heathen out there that can't smell the days here, the yams, that you probably need a little bit more teaching on it. And if you get me upset, I'll probably just have to do it. I'll take it out on you. I'm going to wear you out. Me and a brother was talking from Kansas. And I said, you know, sometimes... he's working on some of these Lutheran. I got a good brother up in Chicago, and he was a staunch Lutheran. I mean, they were the fundamentalists. And the brother mentioned that this certain synagogue that they worshiped out there in Kansas was out of the persuasion of the Wisconsin belief thing. I said, yeah, I know a brother well, and he's informed me a lot about. And he went back and tried to reason with him after he got his days right, and his yams, and his seasons in time. And he went back and tried to reason with him. They'll look at you like you just fell off a turnip truck. I mean, the Bible said they will hate you because you tell them the truth. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth. So help me. John 15:10, I have kept my Father's commandments. Have you kept them? Have you changed His times and laws? You say, well, Pastor Bunny, I don't know that you can prove that the lunar is the proper way to keep time. Well, why don't you come on the radio and we'll have a little debate.
What about it?
Live, so that the people can see the things that you've been cutting and covering when you say, well, Sunday is the Sabbath. First day of the week. That's when they come together to break bread. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the evening, of course it wasn't Saturday and Sunday, but the evening after the Sabbath, let's say it's on the 15th, and it always is, no exceptions. Remember the golden rule, 8:15, 22, 29. If you're doing it, you're doing it up fine. If you ain't, you can't. If you can't, you ain't. Take heed, lest any of you break these commandments. And as Paul's manner was, he went into them, and for three Sabbath days, Acts 17 and 2, three new moon Sabbath days. It was the end of a Sabbath in the month, the Yom. It was a Sabbath there. And so on that Sabbath, he taught them. Then the new moon was coming in. And it was a two-day new moon, and he was there for 3 days teaching. He wasn't there for 3 weeks, or three Saturdays, or three Sundays, depending on your choice of Saturday and Sunday. In Luke chapter 6, verse 1, it was a two-day, the Sabbath new moon, that the disciples went through the grain fields.
Well, yeah, they changed the calendar and in 1582, they done it in order to keep up with the solar cycle.
What in the world did they do before 1582? I mean, the cycle would have been so far out of season as it drifted. Boy, you talk about the international dateline, man, they stretched that dateline plumb out of reason. If this would have been the case, you mean that they didn't adjust it until 1582 to keep the solar cycle in its proper sequence? Boy, I'll tell you what, we've caught them with their pants down on this deal. You Seventh-day people that believe this crap, you better come to your senses and start mending your fences and quit jumping out of the frying pan and getting into the fire. And that's exactly what you've done. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Pastor Buddy Knight. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. Dr. Gary is 1-877-289-7439. And if you would like to call him, please remind him that you heard Pastor Buddy on WWRB. It's very important that you do that. And tuck us in a little love offering if you send it to him or me. Or you could send it to Brother Paul at 1-800-253-2748. And we will tell you something good on that end. If you'll call either one of those numbers, or you could call me or any of the brethren. Now, I have a lot of brethren and sisters that remain anonymous, and I don't speak their names out. For the courtesy of the gospel, they want me to preach the gospel and not waste on time giving accolades to people that support me. But I've got a lot of wonderful people that send me tithes and offerings to keep me in the Bible, to keep me fasting and praying. And I've been a minister for over 50 years. And I've studied the Bible in and out. I've studied the concordances. I've done my time. I'm a prisoner of Yahweh and don't want to go nowhere except keep his Sabbaths and his new moons, just like they're going to do in Isaiah in chapter 66, verses 22 through 24. Verse 24 is very important. If you would close it out here tonight, Pastor Buddy, what would you say about the verse 24? Well, you'll go forth and you will determine those people that have broke my Sabbaths, and you'll look on their carcasses that have failed to keep my new moons and my Sabbaths. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, in Tennessee. Then the zip is 37824. Again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, I'm live here on a Friday evening around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, transmitting Jewel of the South. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. Got Brother Ben coming out and ringing the bell. It's quitting time here tonight, and I love you. And I hope and trust and pray it's time for you to wake up.
Those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands.